voter ID, which is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state of Pennsylvania. Done.
Oh, well, yeah, there's an oldie, but still relevant, honestly and truthfully. You look at all the things they've done over the years to usurp the voice of we the people, be it through hanging chads or caging or now cross-check or, voter ID or any of those things. And, by the way, good old-fashioned gerrymandering. As well, they're going to do. And the question is how does a state like Pennsylvania or any state across the country that has a system where legislators draw the maps and pick their voters, how do we claw that back and not make things worse? And that's why I've asked our good friend Mark Steer to come talk with us. He's the director of the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center. They've got a piece out and an idea of, how we fix legislative districting in Pennsylvania while not making things worse. Mark, thanks for taking time for us.
My pleasure, Rick.
So how do we go about this? How do we claw this back from these legislators and not screw things up even worse?
Well, let me just first say that I'm not sure we can fix it this year. And my big concern is there are so-called reform proposals that are before the state Senate and the state House of Representatives that actually are going to make things worse. Look, for the last two decades, Republicans have controlled the drawing of district lines in the state. We've seen that as a result, they have gerrymandered the congressional districts, and those districts were recently struck down by our Supreme Court, which then drew new lines, which are much better. And they've also gerrymandered the state House and Senate districts, which remain in effect. A lot of people have been working very hard to build a movement for reform. One of those organizations is Fair Districts PA. And they came up with a very good plan, basically modeled after the California plan, which creates a process in which people apply to become part of an independent commission. They show their qualifications. They're vetted by a state agency. And they're basically selected almost randomly to become part of an independent commission.
Kind of like jury duty.
Yeah, it's a little like jury duty. They divide it up so that we make sure we have an equal number of Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And then they make the decision. What's happened is that bill went to the House and the Senate. In the House, we've seen Darrell Metcalf, the chair of the State Government Committee, totally gut the bill and create a version of the bill that gives the majority of the General Assembly basically the power to draw the district line. And in the Senate, something actually quite similar has happened in a little bit subtler way. Senator Mike Fulmer substituted his own version of the amendment, one that does away with all the random elements. It allows the General Assembly some control over who gets on the commission. They have to be appointed by a two-thirds vote, which means majority party plus a small number of people from the minority party get to pick both the Democrat and the Republican commissioners. They also get to vet the governor's appointment of the independent commissioners. And then they set up a process in which if this commission doesn't get the agreement of all the members of one party or another, the decision ultimately gets made by the General Assembly without supervision of the Supreme Court or the governor. I know that's a long-winded explanation of a complicated process. The short answer is they created loopholes big enough to push an elephant through.
Right. So my question is, the first question I come up with, is this something that the American Legislative Exchange Council wrote up? Is this, because I often wonder when these legislators come up with stuff, is it something that they dreamt up or was it something that was handed to them and go, here, this'll fix it?
I don't know that Alec had anything to do with it. I think it's a homegrown
horrible. Okay.
Yeah, homegrown bad idea to basically give Republicans control of the district lines for both state legislature and Congress. And what's really sad about this, and this really pains me greatly to say this, is some of the advocates for reform are at the moment supporting this legislation because I think they simply don't understand how bad it can be.
Well, but it's reform, Mark. I mean, they've said it's reform, so it doesn't matter what it is. We're doing something. And I hate that mentality of change for change's sake.
Yeah, I mean, what it is, it sounds like reform. It looks like an independent commission. But, and frankly, you've got to be a little suspicious of people to think through all the ways in which the new rules created by this constitutional amendment can be gained. But the fact is, if you're not suspicious at this moment of time in our political history of what politicians and frankly, I think the Republicans are far worse than the Democrats, although I'm the first to say Democrats are not perfect. If you're not suspicious of them, you're not paying attention because they are abusing the rules to get their ends attained for partisan advantage. And we shouldn't pass anything that the Republicans can gain to take control of the drawing district lines, right, as long as they hold the General Assembly. And they hold it right now because the bad lines are the bad.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, because I had someone say to me, well, we don't need to do anything on this, because now how Pennsylvania's system is set up is that the Supreme Court seems to be the balance of power. And now that the Supreme Court has kind of tilted a little bit to the other direction, that now maybe the next time things are able to be, you know, drawn up, we can gerrymander our way. I'm curious your thoughts.
I think that might be true, although there may be a way the Republicans interfere with that. But I've got to tell you, in the long run, we are better off with real reform than we are with Democratic drawing lines in our favor. Because, first of all, I'm not sure Democrats are going to be as aggressive in gerrymandering as Republicans. I would hope they wouldn't. I think we're a little more principled than that. And more importantly, over the long term, all we really need is an even playing field. I believe the people of Pennsylvania will elect folks who actually serve their interests and serve their ideals if we give them half a chance to let their views be known, which means fair lines. I'm willing to trust fair lines. It's not payback time for me. It's time for fair lines. No. But what I will not support is a system that looks like it's a fair line that actually gives the Republicans control again.
No, I'm with you on that. But, you know, I've also, the last couple of times I've talked about this, I've had people go, you know, we've got computer models that we can just take this out of human hands altogether. And you could just have a computer model that spits out what the districts are going to look like, and that's what they are. And you can set up the parameters that you want. If you want you to pursue somewhat even voter registration, if you wanted to be compact and contiguous and all of that, which our Constitution calls for, that we don't even need people in this.
I mean, theoretically you can do that, but there's always more than one criteria. Compact is one criteria. Contiguous is another criteria. Not splitting municipalities or counties more than necessary is another criteria. Some people think we should try to make elections more competitive. There's always going to be some room for judgment with regard to how important these different ideals are. So if you give it to a computer, you're not really giving it to a computer. You're giving it to someone who decides how we want to balance these things.
Yeah, good point.
I think human judgment is fine, but I wanted human judgment through a process by which we ensure that partisan gerrymandering is not one of the considerations.
Yeah, we have checks and balances on it. Because, like you, I want competitive districts. I think that should be one of the – I'm not a big fan of compact and contiguous, and I don't even really care if you split up areas. I want competitive districts. I don't want it to be a system of, you know, it's a 65-35 district, and there's no chance that the other side is even going to put up a candidate, let alone win an election. And I think the marketplace of ideas suffers from that. I think when voters don't have an opportunity to weigh competing ideas or competing visions, I think that's a problem.
And voters stay home. You know, when there's no competition, people who are less likely to vote, who find it harder to vote, who are people who have low incomes or work multiple jobs, or have barriers to voting because they're old or handicapped or don't have a car, they're less likely to vote. So I think you have a good point. Unless there's some competition, folks on our side are at a disadvantage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but, you know, the conversation about, you know, people in the struggles to get people out to vote, that's a whole other conversation for another day. Personally, I'm a big fan of same-day registration. I'm a big fan of having, you know, a period of time to get out and vote, maybe a whole weekend. I'm a big fan of, you know, mail-in ballots, anything we can do to make it easier for people to participate in this experiment of self-governance, to me, is a positive thing.
I totally agree with you. I think the most important reforms we can be pushing forward, the ones that are going to be part of this We the People agenda you and I have talked about before, are things that make it easier to vote. And everything you just mentioned, I think, is very high priority for us.
So how do we stop these horrible pieces of legislation? Because anything that Daryl Metcalf puts his name to, in my view, is bad.
Well, the Senate bill isn't Metcalf's bill. It's Senator Fulmer's bill. It's called SB 22, and I would encourage everyone, call your state senator, do it tonight, leave a message, do it tomorrow. Call your state senator and say, you do not support SB 22 in its current form, as written by Senator Fulmer. I think there's going to be a movement to revert to the original version of SB 22, and that one makes sense to me. That one, I think, would be a genuine reform. That's one I would support. But the current version, we've got to say no to, and we've got to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, this idea of racing to get something done for the sake of just getting something done, to me, is a bad idea. I'd rather take time, get it right, and make sure that that going forward we don't have these problems.
Yeah, well, some of the advocates are saying, well, if we don't do something by July 6th, we can't fix it for the next decade. And that's not actually true. We may not be able to fix it for 2021, but we know you can do redistricting in the middle of a decade. We just did it in Pennsylvania under Supreme Court order. We could do it through a constitutional amendment. Let's take our time. Let's build support for something that is real reform and not rush to do something that's going to, you know, turn out to be a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Good stuff. Where do we get more information on this?
Go to our website, pennbpc.org. Actually, go to our Facebook page, Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center. We've been posting most of the stuff there. To be honest, we're working so fast on this that we haven't even gotten a lot of it up on the website yet. So go to our Facebook page.
And we will make sure we get links out for that. Mark, I appreciate the time. Keep up the fight. I know it's exhausting, but we need a champion.
Well, we're trying. And on this one, it's sad that some of the folks who are really on our side haven't seen through these issues. But I hope most people come to understand that we got to be suspicious and we got to make sure we do this right.
Good stuff. Mark, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
As always, our good friend Mark Steer. Again, check out the website, pennbpc.org, and also their Facebook page, the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center. Let's take a quick break, right back. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Uncovering the con in conservatism. Rick Smith.